And this morning, the independent panel that probing the Phalaphala matter finally handed their report over to Parliament. They've completed their investigation, and Speaker of the National Assembly, Nosiviwe Mapisa Ngakula, has expressed this as being one of the indicative milestones in South Africa's maturing constitutional democracy. Following that story for us is our Eyewitness News parliamentary correspondent, Lindsay Dentlinger, and she joins us on the line now. Lindsay, good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Amy.
This report has been handed over, but it hasn't been made public yet, has it?
No, it hasn't. Amy, a big fanfare this morning in the handover of three volumes, massive volumes of reports. But we're all still hanging here quite high and dry, waiting for Parliament to actually publish that report. The Speaker was quite clear that she was not going to distribute it outside of normal parliamentary processes, and that would be to publish a report of this nature, or any report really that gets submitted to Parliament through the daily notices, and that usually comes out anywhere in the evening hours. So we are still waiting for that report to be shared and to ultimately know what this panel found, whether or not there is, on the face of it, enough evidence for the president to have to face a parliamentary impeachment inquiry.
And Lindsay, once the report is released to the public, and I'm sure it'll be all over our newspapers tomorrow morning, what process will then unfold?
So Parliament has already set a date of the 6th of December, that's next week, Tuesday, before the House rises for the year, to debate that report. Whatever that report finds, Amy, it will have to be voted on. The House will have to take a decision either way. I should point out that whatever that report finds or whatever recommendations it makes, it's not binding on Parliament at all. So should the panel find that the President should indeed face an impeachment inquiry, if it came down to the vote and the majority felt that they didn't agree with that position, they could vote in that manner. And alternatively, of course, if the report finds that there is not enough evidence, then of course opposition parties are likely then to switch gears and spring into action with the next course of action that I can assure you they've already plotted out should this report not find that the president should face an impeachment inquiry, purely, Amy, because what is on the papers is just not enough to shore up a case that he should face impeachable offences, that he has violated the Constitution and his oath of office.
Lindsay, I read earlier today that the probe cost 5.3 million rand. That was the budget of the probe, and I'd love to know more about the costs that went into that. But in the meantime, what did the former Chief Justice say about the work that went into the report?
So, of course, besides, as you pointed out, that the Speaker saying this is really a test of our constitutional democracy, we know that Parliament has never tested its impeachment rules, which it put into place some years ago over the Ntandla debacle when President Jacob Zuma was still president. Former Chief Justice Andile Gqoba saying, certainly in his professional capacity, he's never had to deal with a matter so grave, that it was a really serious situation to find yourself into, as he put it, drag a president through an impeachment process. We know that the panel asked for an extra 13 days to deal with this matter. The parliamentary rules had only provided for 30 days, and Chief Justice Sandile Gqoba explaining why they needed more time, how complex this matter was, that they had to put all the information that had been put before them by political parties, they had to put all of that to the president and allow him to respond to all of that. The former Chief Justice, however, pointing out that there had been misconceptions that perhaps this panel was mandated to interview people, to call witnesses, to interview law enforcement authorities, and the former Chief Justice wanting to make it very clear that they really had to go with what was on the papers, as it were, what political parties had put before him and his two other eminent jurors who assisted him to make this determination. And he said lastly, Amy, that if there had to be tangible evidence and that this couldn't just be decided in a frivolous manner. So that kind of gives us some indication that maybe he felt that what was put before the panel might not be strong enough, Amy, to take this process forward. But certainly we should know in the next few hours what that panel has found. And then, of course, the National Assembly will have to vote whether or not they agree with those recommendations or not.
And if they've recommended that there isn't enough evidence to take it forward, I can only imagine that we'll see outrage from opposition parties, Lindsay.
Most definitely. We know from the very onset, for example, the DA had been pushing for an ad hoc committee. They felt that because none of these allegations against the president have essentially been tested, that it was premature to exercise this route to hold the president accountable. And so we understand, and it's not the only party, the ISP also has expressed a similar view, that they would then push the speaker for an ad hoc committee, because a committee of parliament would then have the kind of investigative powers that this panel didn't have to pursue the matter further. And then maybe once there is stronger evidence, maybe it could lead to this impeachment process. And so some opposition parties do feel that the ATM have jumped the gun by pursuing this route. But yes, Amy, I can assure you opposition parties are looking at what the next course of action can be should this report not find what they are hoping it will determine.
Eyewitness News parliamentary reporter Lindsay Dentlinger, thank you very much for that comprehensive wrap of the today's going-ons with regard to that Palapala report that's been handed over to Parliament and will be made public later this evening. I'm sure it'll be all over our newspaper headlines tomorrow morning.